Victoria. A brisk wind helped mark a flag-raising ceremony Monday at the British Columbia Legislature honoring residential school survivors and remembering children who never came home. The orange and white survivors' flag will be flown on a pole at the front lawn of the legislature until sundown on Saturday, the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. Indigenous leaders and politicians representing BC's New Democrats, BC United and Greens participated in the flag-raising ceremony ahead of the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation when the flag will be flown at federal, provincial and municipal buildings across Canada. Raj Chauhan, Speaker of the Legislature, said Monday he is committed to ensuring the legislature is a welcoming, inclusive place for everybody and the flag is a symbol of that. The parliament buildings are a physical symbol of colonialism. Politicians have enacted laws that have done serious harm to Indigenous people of BC, he said. Songhees Nation elder Butch Dick said it was difficult for him to speak at the ceremony, but he was thankful for the opportunity. I realized how these days affect survivors, said Dick, holding a walking stick adorned with an eagle feather. It opens doors to dark days we've gone through as survivors. It's hard to face these days and talk about these days without opening your heart to grief and shame. It's not easy. He said the flag raising is a symbol of hope. Grand Chief Stuart Phillip, president of the Union of BC Indian Chiefs, said the raising of the survivor's flag at the legislature is a historic moment representing equal treatment for all people. We are here today to remember, to commemorate, to honor and to mourn the loss of our little angels who did not come home from residential school, he said. Indigenous Relations and Reconciliation Minister Murray Rankin said the flag recognizes the resilience of Indigenous people and represents a symbol of the children who did not return home from residential schools. This is a day heavy with emotion for so many, he said. This flag tells the story of a brighter future. It's a statement of solidarity with residential school survivors and their families. Numerous First Nations in Canada have begun the process of searching the grounds of former residential schools for the unmarked graves of children who didn't return to their families after being forced to attend the institutions dating back to the 1800s. This report by the Canadian Press was first published September 25, 2023. Dirk Meissner, The Canadian Press. JPG, caption. BC Green Party leader Sonia Furstenau, left to right, BC United MLA Michael Lee, Grand Chief Stuart Phillip, Minister of Indigenous Relations and Reconciliation Murray Rankin, MLA Joan Phillips and MLA Raj Chauhan raise the survivor's flag to honor the hundreds of children who never returned home from residential schools, during a ceremony at the legislature in Victoria, BC, on Monday, September 25, 2023. The Canadian Press, Chad Ippolito, greater than.